Okay, let's see the toast is in. The top, the afagav de batrinu, batredaita it's a koladim. So Tosus is going on the Gemara's first case. Person wants to make the halal sukkah by putting karmusasos there. Doesn't count. It's still a pasul sukkah. And the Gemara adds, even though he's batrinu, even if he's mevatelet, Rashi says l'chol shiva, others say la'olam, it doesn't matter. Because batrudaita it's a koladim. Because since most people would not be mevatelet, because Rashi says because it's going to get ruined, the other svaras that we saw, so it's not going to count as a bidu. Says Tosfos, lo dami la arniki perek chalon. It's not like the case of arniki in Erevin daf ein tes. Diko man da amar de fil arniki mevatel inish. That the Gemara says that there regarding closing the charitz between two chatzeros. So even an arnaki, which is a purse full of money, a person would be mevatel. So what does Tosfos seem to be asking? L'chora, he's asking, why not say batra daito it's a kolada? Just like it says over here, that arnaki is a purse, so this person is mevatel it, but typically it's worth a lot of money, so why would it work as a bittel? So what's the answer? L'chora, the obvious answer is that what's the point of the Gemara there? We're talking on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, what is an arnaki? It's muksa. So with the pshat is, so everybody's mevatel an arnaki on Shabbos, yeah? So I'm almost done with this demshan tosis. So like, what does Tosis have to spell it out? I mean, the obvious answer is what the Gemara is talking about there, that it's everybody's doing it. So it's not about the daito. I mean, what does Tosis want exactly? I tried to understand pshat. I don't know if you have pshat and listening. Daruch Nes, what does he say? He talks about it, okay? Good. I read the Tosis. The Chora Tosis is going on, you know, on that point, the Batra Daito. I mean, that's what Dibur HaMaschil is. So why would you say Batra Daito over there if everybody's doing it? No? Yeah, Avram?
Do you think maybe the fact that Rashi says that by the pillows and stuff, the pitbull doesn't work because people are concerned about losing money?
Yeah.
I told you the same, but here, even though there's a loss of money, like even more so.
Right, so I was thinking that Tosfos is getting at the fact that there are people who don't want to lose money, but most people do. I mean, in terms of muksa and Shabbos, most people are not going to go for the money, right? They're going to be mevatelet. I mean, isn't that the answer? I mean, once you get the answer, the little dummy, then what was the reason to even ask?
Well, is it possible that it's not just for Shabbos, that like wallets in general?
So that's what he means, because it's... But the whole point of the bittul, yeah, the whole point of the bittul is because of the din of Rupa Chatzeros, which is only negev for Shabbos. Yeah.
So the Aruch HaNer says that why is it not coming to Arnaki? Is that Arnaki on Shabbos is muksa? Arnaki on Shabbos is muksa, but over here by the carving susos, lemaaseh you're able to be metaltel. You're able to move them. So as such, that would be. That would be mevatel das into kol adam when you would do such a thing, because it's pretty. You're not normal if you wouldn't be able to move them. If you could theoretically move them and you're allowed to move them, but by an arnaki when you're not allowed to move it, it's not considered a batel daito into kol adam.
I understand. Why would you want to say batel daito over there? That's to begin with. What was the point of this question? Why would Tosfos be asking what?
Very expensive.
This is expensive. Yeah. But the answer is, but the Gemara says that people are mevatel. So people meaning, Robin Adam are mevatel from Shabbos.
So don't
make batel daito measured by the abstract. Okay, so that's what Tosfos would want to spell out. Okay, that's what you think. Okay, could be. It's still hard to me. It's still hard to know why even it's a kasha to begin with. Okay. This is what the Gemara quotes from Olos. The Gemara says that Tevin, that the cases of the machlokes would be Tevin, Vein, Asidu, Fanoso, Va'afer, Stam, whether that's a bito, it's a machlokes of Yosef Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes the Lashon of a Mishnah that includes the case of Tevin, Vaisim melo teven o tzvoros. Kach yagirsa b'chol asvarim kan. Ubiperek chalon de maisi lo amasnisim the charitz shebein shtei chaferos. The Gemara there in Ervin that we saw also quotes the Mishnah Olos in connection to what's mentioned there in the Mishnah of the charitz. Nilei kashel teven. So then ma'arvin shnayim in ma'arvin echad. If you fill it with kashel teven, then that would be enough. That would be what? That would be not considered a stima, in which case they have to have two separate uvechaseros. However, milei afaro, milei tzvaros, ma'arvin echad ve'imarvin shnayim. That would be considered a good closure, and then they have to do a joint erev. So the Gemara quotes it also with this lashon, abayis demelu teven and so on. V'hi mishnah b'sachlis olos perek tesvav. However, says Tosas, v'lo kasuv sham teven. The truth is, in that Mishnah, it doesn't actually mention case of Tevin at all. Rather, what does it say there? Ela ofar o tzvoros. Which really is the same thing, as Rashi points out, that tzvoros is like ofar, but it gives you two examples, which are the same idea, but doesn't talk about Tevin. So why is Gemara quoted as if it would say Tevin? It was shum demaisi lahacho be'irvin a Tevin, since the case that we're starting with by us, the case of milot Tevin ben Asofanoso, and also in the case in the Ervin, Tau agias farim Tevin mokum offer. So they put in Tevin instead of offer. Tevin otzvoros. Okay, that's one. So really wasn't Tevin at all. Velo gasino nami mesachatalos is something else Tosis notes, which is not precise in the way it's being quoted. We don't have the girsa there ubitlo batel, which is again what we have as quoted here. In the Tanakama, ubitlo, if yimivatu, if the tevin of tzvoros, then bato, mevuto. Rather, the girsa actually is ela tuma bokas ola tuma bokas v'yoredes. In other words, that the tuma goes straight up and straight down in a line as opposed to spreading to the side and stopping at the roof. However, vihihi, that's really the same thing as saying bitlo mevuto, the haba hatalia. That's what it depends on. Why is it considered tuma ritzutza? Because it's a bitl. And here Tosa gives a klal in terms of when the Gemara quotes Mishnayos specifically in Tyrus. Ella shederach hashas lekatzer Mishnayos, so say the Tyrus kishemeviam. Interesting klal of Tosa. So we shouldn't mention it too. The Gemara doesn't quote verbatim. The Gemara gives you the bottom line and changes the language just for brevity. Says Tosis, why assume that? The ain lomar dahach de maisi acha braisihi. Maybe the Gemara is quoting an actual source with the words as quoted, and it's a braisa. Braisa has a different lashon than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it one way, the braisa says it a different way. Bitlo mevuto, and so on. So says, no, that can't be. The ain lo lohabim na braisa kim shiachovim na Mishnah. Tosis assumes that if you could quote the same halach from the Mishnah, why change and quote from the braisa? What exactly does the Mishnah say? Now that they clarified that it's not exactly the quote as it appears over there, what does it actually say? V'zeloshna Mishnah. Bayis shemil ohu afar. Again, no tavern mentioned there. Afar otzvaros. Ubitlo. Not mibuto, not bitu mibut, ubitlo. And then the Mishnah actually mentions another case. V'chein. Kri shel tvua. If you have a pile of tvua, the galusho tzvoros, a pile of pebbles, afil ki galusho achan, even if it's like they stoned achan, so it's a huge pile, afilu tuma b'tzara kelim, even if you have tuma right next to kelim, so next to the tuma you have kelim, and you think they're under the same roof, right? So they should become tamei, but it doesn't work that way. What happens to the tuma? Tuma bokas v'ola bokas v'yoredes. In other words, the tumah doesn't go into the entire ohel, and therefore be metami the kelim that are beside it. Rather, the tumah goes in a straight line up and through. Peirush ufishem mevutalim. So it doesn't say bitlo mevuto. It says the din of tumah bokas ve'ola. Meanwhile, Tosis quoted the case of krisho tuas. That's a new case that we have not seen quoted in the Gemara. We'll see in a minute. Now, the Gemara quotes a different case of Tevin, even though it doesn't say Tevin. There's a weird Gemara know that the din is the same by Tevin. Bahadika Amar and our Gemara. teven ve'ein asi lufanosam ve'ofer stam. Those two cases, machokis Rabbi Yosi Rabbanan. Afal gav the masnisin the alos lo ayri Rabbanan midi b'teven. The Rabbanan did not discuss teven at all there. There's no mention of teven. So how do you know that the shita of the chachamim is in fact that by teven ve'ein asi lufanoso it would not be a bittul? Doesn't talk about teven at all. And the answer is mikoshkin hu diyadale. The Gemara knew it from kavachomer. Kevin de ba'afra utzvaros, matzav chi rabbanan bito, koshkin de tevin. Since the chacham say that it's not going to be a bito, if it's, you're not going to be mvatel it, just the fact that einasu lefanoso is insufficient by tzvaros and afar, so tevin is certainly that way. So the Gemara knows it then by tevin from a kabachomer from the case of afar tzvaros. V'chein v'perek chalon, kamar, the Gemara there in Ervin says, man tana olos, when the Gemara tries to miyashiv between the Mishnah and Ervin over there, and the Gemara tries to figure out why is it that it works as offer without bittul, how come it works to unite the two chatzeros, and the Gemara says, man tana olos rab yosihi, that's what the Gemara said initially, the Gemara says, uparach irab yosi, ipcha shamin alei, that Rabbi Yossi would hold the opposite, that it would be considered a bittul. So the Gemara Tosa says, "Bein atevin, bein atzveros parach, mitam depreshis." The Gemara's kash is from both cases. Afagav de lo katani tevin b'masnisin da'alos. Again, because if you have it by offer, then you know kavachomer to tevin. So the Chacham argue in both, and Yossi, it's a machokas on both Tevin and Tzvaros. Okay. V'hada pshita lan hacha. The Tevin of Bitlo havi miyuta, afilu rabbanan. So we started, before he talked about Tevin, ve'nas lefanosa. Now he's going to the case of Tevin of Bitlo. So the case that works for the Chacham as well, everyone agrees, to which case? Tevin of Bitlo. Where do you see that? Where do you see that that's going to be a Bitlo? So what does Tosa say? He goes back to the case of Krishal Tfuah. What does it say, Krishal Tfuah? I feel Tumasakim, Tumbakasta, Obakastiaredis. Why? Because it's Bitta works. So Bitta works by the case of Krishal Tfuah, it would certainly work by Tevin. And that's Mefurish. Krishal Tfuah is Mefurish. Here already, we should mention, the Ritva had a different take on this. What did the Ritva say on this point? What did the Ritva say about Krisha Tfuah? Yeah?
Yeah? Bechein differently. He said Bechein was saying that you needed to be Mubata, but...
Okay, why does the Ritva say this?
Because
the Ritva Shita is... Good. So we're going to see some Ritva Barichos, but the Ritva takes on Rashi. Rashi holds that when we say bitul here in the sugya, bitul means l'shiva, by sukkah it's l'shiva, by tuma, in olos it means kosma shetuma sham, and that's what distinguishes the case of bitul from the case of ein asi lefanoso, according to Rashi, namely, that in one case, it was a bitul, l'shiva, and the other case was, you didn't actually mevatel it, but l'maisi, you're not going to take it. The Ritva disagrees with Rashi. He has kashas and Rashi, we'll soon see it all inside. But the Ritva had a different shot. According to the Ritva, bitul requires ge'olam. The Ritva brought the case of Krishal Tfuah. According to Krishal Tfuah, it says in the Mishnah there is a bitul. So how can the Ritva learn up shot in that Mishnah? Krishal Tfuah, tumah b'kas ge'olam. It's not a bitul because you're not mevatel ge'olam. That was a problem. So the Ritva had to learn, as you started, as told over, that they have to reinterpret that line. What it means is, you need to do a bittul, but you can't, but you don't have it, because you're not mevatel ge'olam. And you have to work out the gear souls here. It's a little bit complicated, but the magia here in the bottom of the Ritva, but the Ritva says that the pshat is, tzvicha bittul. And if you can't do it, but if you even have in mind to do bittul, and you say it should be la'olam, it's a kol adam, and therefore what's going to happen is what? that it's not going to be b'kasva ola. The lashon for here in the kovetz is a little bit mishubash. Tum b'kasva ola connect the bilvad. Okay, you have to work it out in the gears of it. Basically, what the Mishnah is saying is that kriyshel tvua, you need bito and you don't have it. No. Had it, if that's the case, l'chor back to Tosis. L'chor we have arrived from Tosis, how Tosis understood bito. Because Tosis said pshat, that how the Gemara know tevin u'bito works with the Chachamim. It's a kalvachomer from kriyshel tvua, that what the bito works. So I think you see from Tosis that Tosis understood that Krisha Tvua al-Khor is not arguing in Mitzias. Krisha Tvua, you're not Mabata L'Olam, everyone knows that. So I think from Tosis we can medaik that he holds like Rashi in this regard, that Bito is enough to be this man. Correct? Khor, that would be the Peshat. The Ritva have to say, the Gemara says, Tevin, where holds me Svar that Tevin is that way, it's going to work. There's no Kavachomer from Krisha Tvua for the Ritva. Tosis is the Kavachomer from Krisha Tvua. Tosis holds that Bito can be with Matt. Interesting though, Tosis mentioned this in terms of the Rush yesterday, but it's true for Tosis now as well. In the Sugya of Rakik that we'll soon see with the Ritva, Sugya and Rakik, Adaf Yutes, Adaf Chaf and Baba Basra, Tosis holds that the Bitul there is La'ola. When you put something in the Chalon to might the Tefach of the Chalon that would allow the Tumah to go from one room to the other, Tosis assumes in the case of the Ben Shmona, that you're going to bury it there, that you're leaving it there forever. Tosis holds that it's a Bitul Ola. So how could that work? If a Medayik and Tosis over here, that in the Mishnah Olos, Bitul is Lisman is sufficient, like Rashi, how can he say over there Bitul Ola? And we had a similar Kashi yesterday within the Rush. We wanted to say a Svara, that there's a difference between, what's the Pshat according to Rashi, that Bitul is enough Lisman, because the halacha is relevant for the amount of time that you're, you know, mevatelit for shiva, for sukkah, that's when the issue is relevant. When it comes to tumah ritzutza, the issue is when I have an oil over tumah, so that's when I have to know, do I have an oil over tumah that's going to create, you know, is it a bito or not, it's ritzutza, or do I have an oil tefach? So it's only relevant in the context of a tumah being there. So as long as I'm evatelit for the period of time where this issue is relevant, that's all I need to do. And a shaykh that a bitul is man, and if it is a bitul is man, for that time, then that's called that I associate the halal. I've closed the hole. Lo kein, when it comes to a pesach between two batim, that issue is an issue in terms of the construction of the house itself. Whether or not tumah is there is not the point. Is it a Pesach that's made the Esa Tumah? That's what we have to determine. Tumah could be here and cannot be there, but do I have here a Pesach and maybe Esa Tumah? So therefore, to the extent that it's not La'olam, or it's not, I should say, La'olam meaning Kosmat, that there's a wall there, there's a window there, okay? That's what the La'olam mean over there. The fact that the Tumah might be here now and might not be here tomorrow, but if this thing is going to be taken away, and the Pesach is still there, then I don't see the Pesach as being closed up. I even see a Pesach today, maybe it's a Tumah. The Kozmat Shatumah Sham is not going to help me in terms of the issue of Pesach Tefach. If the issue is an OL over Tumah, there's no concept of an OL in the abstract. The question is, do I have Tumah Ritzutza here, or do I have an OL Tefach over the tumah? So the entire issue is relating to the fact that this tumah here. So therefore, it's enough to be mevatelit for that period of time that the tumah is here. But shaking over there, that's what Tosis would say. The Rashi as well, that it has to be la'olam. That could be a raya from Tosis as well. That same distinction that we made for the Rush. But Tosis over here is what Midayik would hold it like Rashi. That's what Tosis is, the kavachomer from Tevin. Let's finish the Tosis. So what's the kosher cane? Why is it a kosher cane? Because food for a person is probably more likely that he wants to hold on to it and have it available than tevin, which is for an animal. Even though you have to feed the animal before you feed yourself, but I guess in your mind you're more inclined to go for you're more machshit food for yourself than you want food for the animal. Maybe that's what's a kosher. Yeah.
Are we saying that the raya for how close was to be just the spot of the toe? Because if Tvo works too, it can only be Mizmon because he can't.
Yes, take the food eventually. Yeah, the Tos cannot argue on that fact. The fact is that you're not about to do Olam Akrisu Tvua. And Tos says it's a koskin that it works here, it works by Tevet. So you see that Bituzman works. Again, it forces us to make a distinction in the case over there. Yeah.
Maybe people were different back then, but why is it crazy to assume that if there's a mace in your pantry, you're not going to throw out all your food?
What are you? I'm talking about the case of a basket, it's not the pantry.
In all of those, then if you would apply also that. Wasn't the Rif was talking about the case in all of those?
Right. Okay.
So when you're saying that no, people wouldn't be mavato.
People can eat food bituma. It's not a problem. It's just if you're going to go to Beis HaMikdash or you're going to eat kutchin. I mean, oh yeah,
I'm
at
no,
makeup.
I'm saying, like, it's gross.
No. The halachas of tumah v'taira are specialized in terms of contact with kutchin. People who are madrega ochin to chun the tahara.
No, I'm saying, like, if there's a dead body in your storehouse of food, why is it crazy to assume that people will then throw out all the food? No one's going to eat food that had a dead body.
We don't measure it based on the situation. Would people generally just be about all the food? That's it. No, they wouldn't.
So also, it could
just be like a
dead. You're talking about Krishna Tzvua that was put on top of mace.
I
don't know.
Is it what would people do in this situation, or is it what people just do about Krishna Tzvua for 7 days?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to.
It's hard to say, but I don't know. Vahadikama offers stam, see the last part of Tosis. Vahadikama, this is very like Rashi points out. Vahadikama offers stam machokis of Yosef Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, what would be part of the Machokes Afer Stam? Habi Matzu LeMeimar, the Gemara could have also said, the Ba'afer Ve'inasi L'fanos Anami Kligi. That's also Machokes. Not just Afer Stam, but even Afer that Inasi L'fanos. Del Rabbanu Lobato, Elam Kein Bitlo. Ve'inasi L'fanos Rav Haino Bitlo, but that's not the same thing as saying Inasi L'fanos. So really, why didn't it also tell me the other case? Yeah, there's a Rashi pointed out as well. Elam Mishum Rav Yosi knock it up for Stam. It tells you that case for Busser Rav Yosi, that few b'stam kabatel. L'chash l'harach lomar, and doesn't want to sell you all three cases. Teben, v'offer shanas manoso, v'offer stam achokis. So picks two of the three and picks the case of offer that's a chiddush of Rav Yosi. Rashi said the same thing. The Ritva is already not so sure about this point. We'll have to see, among other things, in the Ritva. Okay, this is the Tosis. Now, in the Ritva, we have a number of things that we have to really focus in on that have to be brought out. Major problems in terms of Pshat, working out the Pshat in the Gemara and the Machlokes of Yosi and the Chachamim. We started yesterday on the Ritva. Let's go over again what we saw. The Ritva starts off by asking on Rashi, Shitas Rashi, that the Pshat of Bittel is Lizman. By Sukkis, Lechoshev, Asayamim, we saw in the Ran, by Tuma, it's Kozman Shatuma Sham. What else did Rashi say? Bito is the fifth. The Ritva takes Rashi to mean that Rashi understands the difference between Bito, which works even for the Chachamim, and Enos Elifanoso, which will not work for the Chachamim, but will work for Rabbi Yossi. The distinction is in terms of whether you articulated your Bito. What is your Bito? I don't want to get it, right? You spell it out, I'm not going to take it. Lo shakil nalei, Rashi says in Erevin. So you spell it out, that's called bitto. You don't spell it out, you don't verbalize it, that's called enosil fanosa. So enosil fanosa, Rabbi Yossi would also allow for that bitto to take effect. The Chachamim require bitto b'fiv. The Ritva asks in Rashi that the word bitto is mashma legamri le'olam. And he brings the case in L'Yachbar, Bai Bitu Alamis. Again, we'll see the case he's going to ask from there, but the Pashtus, what you need Bitu over there, is also Bitu L'Olam, Gabi Rakik. And therefore, all the cases should be identical. Bitu should mean Bitu L'Olam. Furthermore, says the Ritva, if you're only Mivatulet Lizman, so why do you need the fifth? What's the difference? There's no halacha dvarim shebelev here, aveinim dvarim, that's a true by nedarim v'ekdeshos. But when it comes to bitul, gilui daita should be the same as amir b'fed. The way we explained this kasha yesterday, Ritva means to say that war bitul to be a chalos, some kind of a chalos, like neder, hegdish, then you could speak about dvarim shebelev and dvarim. Bitul is not a chalos. Bitul, just the fact is, it's not. It becomes bitul. It's not a chalos that you're creating a new din like neder, hegdish. Memela, it's bitul. It's bitul. Therefore, there's no reason to require amir b'peh. Now, that's not to say that according to the Ritva. And how does that tie into the? I'm sorry. And how does that tie into the other? So how does that tie into bitul is man? Because were it to be a chalos, then l'char you need bitul ola. So Rashi, who doesn't require bitul ola, so it's clearly not a chalos. It's not a chalos. What do you need a mir b'peh? That's how the advice is making those issues connected to each other. In other words, were bitul to be like a neder, a chalos, bitul, then I understand why you might need b'peh. But then you need Gaola. But if it's Lizman, it's obviously not a chalos, like neder v'hegdish, instead of wanting to be peh. Now, does that mean that when the Ritva comes back and says that you don't need, that you need it to be Gaolam, that the Ritva holds that it's a chalos? No, it's not two directional, it's one direction. In other words, were I to say that you need the peh dafka, that would indicate that there's some kind of a chalos here. That's a Dvarim Shebelev problem. But then you would for sure need Ga'olam. But Rashi, you said it's enough to do it with Shiva Simei Achag. So you don't know that it's Ga'olam. You don't need, it's not a chalos. So why do you need B'peh? The Ritva is going to hold Bitu has to be Ga'olam. But the Ritva is also not going to assume it's a chalos of sorts. The Ritva is going to assume it's also good enough to be Gili Das, as we'll see in a minute. But his kasha was on Rashi. If Rashi did say B'peh, that sounds like Rashi would hold it. It's like a Dvarim Shebelev problem otherwise. Then how could it be that Lizman is good enough? But why did Rashi seem to say it that way? Rashi said B'peh, because Rashi wanted to distinguish between what? Between the case of Bitlo and the case of what? Of Erosav Anos. The Ritva is going to supply a different distinction between those two cases. According to Rashi, what is the machlokas between Yossi and the Chachamim? So you might say, without thinking too much, well, the Chachamim say b'peh, and Yossi says it doesn't have to be b'peh. But we were medayik when we first read the Gemara from Rashi. That's not pshat Rav Yossi. Not that Yossi's bitul is good enough belief. What did Rashi say that was revealing in this? What is the sheet of Rav Yossi? It's bat harehu batel me'elav. Dibra maskel tevet there. Rav Yossi says, in Yidush HaSvanosa, harehu batel me'elav. In other words, that's the machokas. The Chachamim say, no. There has to be something that you are mevatel. Okay. To quote a chalos necessarily, but you have to be mevatel. It has to be. So if you say b'peh and Rashi is bedafka, that means b'peh, he has to articulate, I am not going to take it. The Pnei Yeshua says, could be Rashi never meant literally b'peh. Rashi meant a hachlata, a clear decision that you had in your mind that you're not coming to take it. You're mevatel, you're leaving it there. How does that differentiate from the case Inosa Fanoso? Inosa Fanoso, there was no clear hachlata. It's just that Lamaisa, you're not going to take it. But it wasn't a formal, firm decision. So for the Pnei Yeshua, it didn't have to be articulated. To take Rashi literally, you have to articulate it. But that's the difference according to Rashi. Does the bitul happen if there was me'elav? If you didn't formally think or say, I'm leaving it here. Will it? But Lamaisa, it's not going to be taken. Will that be enough to create that there'll be bitul and therefore it will close up the space? Rabbi Yossi says yes. Chachamim say no. This is according to Rashi. Those are the two tiers according to Rashi. Bitul, either bepeh literally or in your mind, a clear conscious decision to leave it there. Chacham, that's what's required. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's not quite on that level, but it's lamaisa, you're not going to take it. Harehu batul me'ela. That's the second tier. But when we say bitul, for the Chachamim, even Kozman, the Sukkah is here, 7 days of Sukkah, Kozman said Tum Hashem, that's called Bit. How does the Ritva now differ? The Anocho. Ritva says, the Batle Hanos Bitlu Sam La'olam. Ritva says, Bitl has to be La'olam. No, he stopped right now. Chori means like the Rach, right? We'll have to see if it's exactly like the Rach or not, but we saw that already in the Rishonim, right? The Rach says La'olam. Ritva says it has to be la'olam, bein b'fiv bein b'libo, but not that it has to be b'fiv. Again, even though before the Ritva was pushing on Rashi that if it's b'fiv, it has to be la'olam, and the Ritva says here la'olam, but the Ritva only meant it as we said in the other direction, right? If you hold b'fiv dafka, then it has to be la'olam, as we explained. But the Ritva, who holds la'olam, doesn't mean it has to be b'fiv. So the Ritva says it could be b'fiv or b'libo. But that is what bitlo is. La'olam. What's enos l'fanoso? Enos l'fanoso, ha'inu she'enos l'fanoso kozman yemei achag, l'inyin sukkah. As far as sukkah, the enos l'fanoso is for the duration of sukkahs. L'inyin tumma kozman she'tumma b'bayis. So one of the two tiers according to the Ritva, the first tier that we say everyone, the Chacham also agree to, that's bitul la'olam. And what's the case that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi disagree? If it's not la'olam, but what? It's only temporarily kozman shetum Hashem, or there's a chara, the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, therefore, which seem to be the machlokas that we saw Rishonim, right? According to the Ritva, what we saw in the beginning of the sugya, that Rashi holds that Yabitul is man, and the Rabbeinu Chanan, that the Rush quoted, they hold that bitul is la'olam. So according to the Ritva, that's the machokas, the chachamim who hold you need bitul la'olam, and Rabbi Yosef says bitul is man is good enough. That's what it sounds like. Right. Let's see. Continues the Ritva. V'hainu d'amrinan, and now I understand the following. Karm muksasos, the sugya began with karm muksasos. And it says, there afal gav divatkinu bitul olamis. Even though you're doing it forever, lo havi miut doesn't successfully limit the halal sukkah. Why? But gadaiti it's a koladam. How did the Ritva learn up the karmic sasos? What is it that Batladaita was referring to be mevato something like this karmic sasos for what duration? Forever. Because that already is not normal. The ein derech shum adam uvata kli tashmisho la'olam. However, the ilu zayin yamim yimei achag after the mevata. So the Ritva looks at the case of karmic sasos almost as a riotous sheet. That the issue here has to do with bitul la'olam versus bitul etnag la'olam. Because karmic sasos, the Ritva's perspective is, you wouldn't mevata for 7 days. Big deal. You can give it up for 7 days. You'll get your blanket after 7 days. But la'olam, you're not going to do. So if that's the case, you see that bitul means la'olam. No. What's Rashi's response? We all know what Rashi responds to that. Rashi or bitul is saying, yup. So what's the Gemara saying, batul daito? So what did Rashi say? That's also batul daito, because people would not give it up even for the short term. Because it's going to get ruined, Rashi says. The Ritva holds that the issue is not about getting ruined. The Ritva assumes it has to do with You need it, you use it. For that, you can give it up for 7 days. The Ran thought it was not based on Hefsid. The Ran also thought it was based on the fact that you mishtamish tadir. But the Ran went within Rashi and felt, but even that, the fact that you need it on a regular basis is a reason why you would not even bother it even for short. Okay, but notice, so we know how Rashi will answer this kash. But what did the Ritva see in this case? Lufishi Taso? That Bittul has to be la'ola. Rabosai, bomb kasha here. No, you should be jumping out of your seats. What did Ritva just tell us? Karam uksasos is a problem because you don't have a bittul la'ola. That's the batla daito. But if you take away the batla daito, what do I have in the case of karam uksasos? What kind of a bittul? A valid bittul that's not batla daito problem? A bittul is man. No, and the Gemara starts by saying lo abi bittul, period. And then the Gemara goes on and says other cases. And then the Gemara brings a case of Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham disagree. What is the pastus of the Gemara? This case is only for the Chachamim or even for Rabbi Yossi that doesn't work?
Even Rabbi Yossi.
Well, Chara, the Ritva just got finished saying that the machokas of Yossi and the Chachamim about Tevin and Yossi Lefanoso, what is that machokas about when you have a Bittul Isman? That's what Yossi Lefanoso means, Bittul Isman. That the Chachamim say no good, because it's not la'olam, and Rabbi Yossi says it's good enough. So bittul isman is good enough for Rabbi Yossi. So then what's the problem of batla daito? If the batla daito is only on that which you want to be mevatel la'olam, is batla daito. But short of that, I have a fine to be mevatel l'zayin. That you're doing. And that's not a batla daito problem. It's not like Rashi. Rashi says that also is batla daito. But it does bring a riot to his shita. That a person mevatel for shemes yom, that you do. So then why would Rabbi Yossi argue in this case? Why would Rabbi Yossi, agree with this case? Why would he argue in this case too? This is a case of bittul, of this man, which Rabbi Yossi should hold is good enough. Mamish, what's going on? But Mineilve, he just got finished explaining that Rabbi Yossi Acham arguing about Einasi Lefanoso, meaning a bittul is man. Rabbi Yossi says is good enough. So then why is this case Kuli Alma, no good. It's a bittul isman. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. No, come on. Shat. What? No. Kel, you tell me. I'm working. I want you to ask another kasha in the Ritva in Havana here. You have to, the first setting up the sugya, the two tiers in the Ritva. The case that everyone agrees to, the Chachamim and Yossi agrees to, that's a case of Bittul La'ola. The case that they're disputing is a case of Bittul Einasi Lefanoso, that's a case of Bittul L'Shemes Yamim, Kos Mashav Tumasham, the Chachamim hold no good, Rabbi Yossi says it's okay. Yeah?
Shouldn't the Rabbanan be masking to offer by Einasi Lefanoso?
So that's the Ritva later on. It could be they could be that they are, but that's a separate discussion. The Ritva actually does suggest that. But I want something more basic. What's Rabbi Yossi's shita? Yeah?
The stam case.
Offer stam. Why does that tie into the machokas? How does that connect to the machokas? The way the Ritva is setting up the machokas seems to be that if you have a bittul l'zman as opposed to bittul l'olam, does it work or not? Namely, the case of tevin asir l'fanoso as opposed to tevin l'bitlo. So bittul l'olam chacham mosul say works, and bittul l'zman Yossi holds works as well. The chacham disagree. So where's ofer stam fit into this? Why is ofer stam totally in the machokis of Yossi and the chacham? You want offer stam to be considered what? The same thing as tevinos and venosa. Why? This the same offer stam I can say is a bit la olam. And Acham should. Why is it more like a case of bitul isman than bitul olam? It's offer stam. Tevinos and venosa. That means bitul isman. Offer stam. I don't know. Way to put it. But why are you assuming that that's the equivalent and that's the case that Rabbi Yosef would dispute? Would be a dispute. If it's a bittul isman. Why do I assume offer stam is like that? These are the two problems in the Ritva. Two problems. First of all, why would the first case be l'kulei alma in the case of karma ksasos? If the Ritva is learning that the case of karma ksasos is a case that you would mivatel isman and that's not a batla daito, that's fine. But the batla daito is only to make it a bit to la'olam. So that makes sense for the Chacham, that's not going to work. For Yossi, it should be fine. And the second kasha is, where does Afar Stam fit in to be the part of the Machok of Yossi and the Chacham? There's a lot to think about, but let's present the following. I think we have to see another piece of Ritva to make it a little more intricate and then try to put it all back together again. But this other part of Ritva is essential here if we try to put it together. Look at the end of the piece that I gave you, the Masko Piska, the very end of that piece. Ritva comes back to this yisod that he said, that by Tuma you need Bitul Olam. Ritva said that's clear from Uyachba by Rakik, and the case over here in Olos as well, you need Bitul Olam. And he means according to the Chachamim, of course, right? He had a kasha from one line of Gemara and Daf Chaf and Bava Basra. Take a look. V'ha de'aminan b'shmaitin. D'l'gabi tuma b'inan bitul olam. So again, until now, what do we think? Why is that based? Why is that true? Because, like the Rach, you can't be mevatel, but it's not olam. That's the definition of bitul. There's a problem here. Lo tikshi l'may damin b'bava basra. D'ben shmona m'ma'id b'chalon b'shabbos shehu asa l'taltalo. So the Gemara there in that Sugya of Rakik brings a brisa that mentions a number of things that are bottled in the window to make it less than a poseach tefach, that it won't be maybe a tumah from one room to the other. One of the things mentioned, the Gemara has kashas. How can this be mevayit? You might take it out, you might take it out, you might remove it. That's the Gemara, that's the Sugya of Gemara. One of the cases is Ben Shmona. The Gemara, in the time of the Gemara, they assumed that a child born in the 8th month is not going to survive. So halacha is, it's like Ke'evan, you can't move it, it's Muksa. That was the assumption. So the Gemara brings the case of the Braisa. Ben Shmona Hamunach Bachalon is Memayet M'chalal Tefach of the window between the two houses. So Gemara says, Ben Shmona, I asya ima dariyale. So won't the mother come in and take it away? So how can it be memayit? It's going to be taken away. Well, it says, b'Shabbos. We're talking on Shabbos. It's memayit b'chalon on Shabbos. Why is it different on Shabbos? The sanya, Ben Shmona, hareyu ke'evin v'asa l'taltalo b'Shabbos. So it's muksa, and you won't move it on Shabbos. So what's the Ritva's kasha? So how could the Gemara, how could it work to Mimayit Bachalon on Shabbos, but this bitul is what? This bitul is only for one day? It's only for one day. I forgot to let the bitul El Liyoma. L'chor, the Ritva could have also asked the Kasha from which Gemara, similar Kasha, from which Gemara? From the case of Charis, and Ayin Tess and Erevin. Ayin Tess and Erevin, right? That was also an example of for one day. Good, but I asked it from this Gemara. Tosos on this Gemara, just point out why this is Tosos Kasha too. Tosos said, Asim Dabish, the Ayre Begoses, She Yomus Kodim Shiyeti Ashabas, Ba'amar Deshamte Kvurasa. The bottom Tosos on Daf Chaf is Baba Bas. What did Tosos say this for? Shamtei Kfuraso, that it should be a bitul la'olam. That's why I showed you Tosis and Loyach Barhos. In that case, bitul is la'olam. The Ritva doesn't assume that way. It assumes that after Shabbos, he'll take it away. But yet, it's good enough when it's bitul for Shabbos, it's going to be ma'it the Paseach Tefach on Shabbos. I am telling you that bitul has to be la'olam. That's Ritva's kash. What is the answer? Now you have a new spur. What's this idea in bitul la'olam? So until now we would say, that's the definition of bitul. That's how we assumed in the Rabbeinu Chananel. No, the Ritva says something else. The taima did the ina bitul la'olam. You know why? Kedei shelo yimolech litlo. You need bitul la'olam so that you're not going to change your mind and end up taking it. Without the la'olam, it's like you're abandoning it. You're not going to change your mind. If it's lizman, you're fickle. You change your mind. That's not. You change your mind. Avo be ben shmonish also taltelo. V'yefshelo limal chitro, it's usher, muksa. Feel a bittul yomo, have a bittul. So then for that day, you have a bittul because you're not going to change, you're not going to retract. Those are the words of the ritual. A new svar, this that you need bittul long, this is so that he started off in the sugya about, is a function of what? The fact that otherwise you might change your mind. Let's explain. So now I ask you, so what is this? A gzeira to Rabbanan? Is that what Peshat is? Gzeira? Doesn't say gzeira. Doesn't say that. Furthermore, and Rabbi Yossi argues on the Chacham, right? He holds Bittul Zman is good. What? He's not Choshesh. That's Machokis. Are you Choshesh Shem Yimlach? That's the Machokis. Are you Choshesh to change your mind or not? Does that sound correct? The Machokis of Yimlacham is are you Choshesh on this or not? How are we going to conceptually understand the Machokis of Yossi and the Chachamim now? Now that we go back to Yossi the Chacham, have a machlokes. Bittul, if man is a bittul or not. So the Chacham say it's not a bittul. Why? Because Shelo, you might change your mind otherwise. If you're going to go Olam, you're not changing your mind. If Yossi says, no, you're not going to change your mind anyway. But there must be more here. So seemingly, this is maybe a tentative suggestion. One thing is clear. The issue of Bittul Olam for the Ritva is not the same Bittul Olam as Aben Chanan. I think that should be clear. Right? They would have to figure out another Pshat in the Gemara Basra, that one like Tosis maybe, that it was a Bittul Olam, Shamtei Kuburaso. As far as the Sukkot Ervin, they'll have to say another answer. What would they say? Pnei Yeshua says, what did they say? That was only one explanation. One Amor over there that gave the teretz of Aranaki. But the other Amorim had different answers. That's because they held Bitu's Ga'olam. The Ritva's answer worked in Erevin too. It's Muksa. You're not going to change your mind. It's Muksa. It's a different approach than the other Rishonim. But what does it mean? Because you're going to change your mind when you Bitu, what does it mean? I would put it in the following way. A bittul which is not barur, bittul means that you're leaving it. Right? You're leaving it there. You're expressing in your heart or your verbally that I'm leaving it there. But people are fickle. You could say it, you could think it. But l'maisa, you could take it in the next hour, you could take it. So a bittul which is very shaky, it's not 100% clear that it's going to be, that it's really abandoned. Is that bittul good enough? This is the yesod of the machokes of Yossi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say bittul has to be la'olam. What does la'olam have in it? When a person is mevatel la'olam, means he's masiach das. I'm not interested anymore. It's there. As far as I'm concerned, it can stay there forever. So then you understand that the bittul is clear. It's not coming back for it. That's the bittul that's called bittul for the Chacham. Then it's kovei hamakom, and then it takes away the airspace because you are abandoning it. But if you just say I'm leaving it for a few days, close mashal to masham or 7 days, you could change your mind. Tomorrow you could still take it. That's as bittul. You could change your mind. So if the bittul has in it the real possibility that you're going to retract, it doesn't count as a bittul. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, mistama, as we see it right now, you're not retracting. You say, I'm not taking it for 7 days. So we take that as a bittul. That's Rabbi Yossi. So let's go back the second kasha first. That's a little bit easier. What was the second kasha? What are Yossi and Chum disagreeing about? Two things. Teve benasi lefanoso and offer stam. So, what's the machokas by teve benasi lefanoso? In your mind, you're not going to take it for 7 days. But you didn't say, I'm leaving it there forever. So, when Chacham say, this bittul is shaky, yeah, you could come back for it. That's not called bittul. The Yossi says, he said he's not. Well, he thought I'm not taking it for 7 days. Mistama, he's not going to take it. That's mistama the way it is. Afrastam. Afristam, what's the Metzius, the way it is right now? What does it seem right now? Is he going to take it? No. It's the same issue. It's not a machokis, but bitulisman. Bitulisman, as we see in this mitzvah, is just a way of saying that Shema Yimlach. Shema Yimlach is not a gzeira, nu gzeira. Shema Yimlach means that the bitul has in it a shakiness to it. It's tentative. It's not muchach 100%. What's muchach 100%? When you say, forget it, I'm gone. I'm not coming back for it, ever. Then your Mashiach does. Then we know you're not coming back for it. If you say it for a period of time, say, okay, so you said that, but you're still thinking about it. After all, in a week you're going to get it, so you get it in 4 days. How do we know you're going to wait a week? It's because you thought that way. Now you change your mind. Yossi says, no, things seem right now. You are letting it go for the week, so that's called bittul. So that's enos edufanoso, and that's afristam. So afristam also means mistama, things seem, you're not taking it, you're not coming back for it. That's good enough. A bittul which is not barur, it's not gum, it's not complete, it's not 100% clear, but that's good enough for Rav Yossi. That would be the reason why afristam goes together. Because the way the Ritva understood the issue of a bittul is man, what it really has to do with whether there's a the fact that maybe it's going to be retracted is enough to undermine what seems to be the pastus a bittul, but maybe not, maybe I'll come back for it. So afristam is similar. So now, what about the first kasha? What do we ask? The first case was karmuksas. So you're mevatelet la'olam, and that's crazy, because people are not mevatelot. So what are we left with? You're mevatelet for 7 days. That we said, you could do, people do that. So why is it masmah that Rabbi Yossi is going to agree with that? I, Rabbi Yossi, should argue. What's the difference? Because here, karmuk sasos, the bitul isman is a different shakiness, it's a different darga of bitush in a barur, than a case of Tevin, Beinasu Lefanosu. Notice, Tevin is Meichel Behema. It's okay. The karmuk sasos are for you to use. So here that it's Rav Yossi, it's not Rav Yossi saying, I'm not Gozer. Yossi says that the statistics as they are, with the fact that there are possibilities, that doesn't concern, but it seems like it's gonna stay this way. But that's true by Tevin. But by karmuk sasos, there's more likelihood that he's going to want to change his mind, right? That's the lashon of Rav Yossi. How did Rav Yossi present himself? Tevin, the enos lefanoso, harehu ka'afristam ubatel. What is like afristam? Afristam means mistam. Things seem, it's going to stay, it's not going to be removed, it's not going to be cleared away. What is like afristam, said Rav Yossi? Tevin, the enos lefanoso, I look at that and say, good enough. Good enough. It's not. He's not coming back for it. But karmuk sasos, veinasu lefanoso. That's not like afristam. That's worse. That's more of a likelihood they can access it for yourself. So there, Rabbi Yossi would agree that the bitul isman would not be sufficient. Because I'm using the Ritva later, who opens up the issue about why you need bitul. La'olam for the Chachamim versus bitul isman that Rabbi Yossi would say is enough. But why? Because of the Shema Yimlach. Once it's based on Shema Yimlach, Yimlach is not just a gzeira in the abstract, Shema Yimlach. It's a way of trying to show that the bitul is not as entrenched. A bitul la'olam is like, you're not coming back for it. I can see that, I can see the possibility. I don't see the possibility of coming back. However, when it's bitul isman, you're still thinking about it. You might come back for it. So a bitul that has in it this little bit shaky quality to it, that doesn't count as bitul. Rabbi Yossi says it does, because mistam, as things seem, you're not coming back for it. It's not going to be cleared away. No, that's why afristam is the equivalent of tevin hasofanoso. And that's where Rabbi Yossi be mowed by karmuk sasos. The karmuk sasos, the chashash is greater. The lack of berirut in the bitul is greater, it's stronger. So Biosi is modem in that case. That's why he only equates Tevin in a Sephanosa to offer, not karmic sessos. That would be, I think, maybe not the last word on it, but that would be Lechora, I think, a a way of putting the sukkah together for the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's mamish falling apart. Mamish, he's saying different things, but then you have to come back to the machlokas. Questions? Eitan, Daniel, Avram, yes.
According to Tamim, what would happen if one was mevata with fiv for 7 days?
I don't think it would matter. The Ritva doesn't distinguish. The fiv doesn't make it more concrete. You can change your mind from what you said also. I don't think that changes it. For the Chacham, the only thing that allows us to say that it's barur, that it's mevutal, is that fact that you're Mesiach Das. Mesiach Das means la'ol. That's what I would say in the Ritva. I don't think the fiv is going to be enough. It's the La'olam that makes the Hesach Hadas, creates Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't. Even if you don't have that quality of La'olam, things seem the stem, but that's good enough. So for Rashi, the Machokas of Yossi and Chacham is a different Machokas. For Rashi, the Machokas is, as we explained in Rashi, what's Rabbi Yossi's Shita, Batu Me'elav, or do you need the person to move out it actively? Do you need a open Chiyuvi? An act of bittul, or can the bittul happen in the mela passively? That's according to Rashi. The way they're explaining on the Ritva, what's the machlokes of Yosef and Chachamim? If you have a bittul mistama, but that mistama also allows for the possibility of Shema Yimlach, is that good enough to be put Yudas bittul? That's the Einos Ilafanosu, that's the Afestam, and Karmak Sussos, even of Yosef would agree to. Is that the other alternative possibility is more glaring and more ever present in the case of Karmuk Sarsos, more so than by Tevin, so Rabbi Yossi is modeled. Yeah, Daniel.
Should it be equitable? Tevin is Einos Ilafanosu, and these Karmuk Sarsos is Bittul Mamash. It should be Bittul Mamash.
That's what's interesting. In other words, Tevin Einos Ilafanosu is better than a Bittul Ahedya. But that's the point, because all your Bittul Ahedya is doing, as far as Bittul Olam, you're not accomplishing it, because that's a joke. But that it's a kolada. So all you've done in your Bittul of Karmic Sussus is done the same thing as an Inner Silfanosa. Because that which you're screaming Olam is Dram B'Talim. You're screaming Olam, but nobody does Olam. So all you've accomplished in your screaming is to create an expression of Bittul Lizman. So now we have to contrast a Bittul Lizman of Tevin. So that's what it means over there, that you expressed or you thought that you're not going to take it for the week, and the case of Karmak Sasso. So Rabbi Yossi, by Tevin, he says, so that I'm allowing that bit to be valid, because Mistama, things seem right now, you're not gonna retract. This is Exalakai. That's how Ritva learns it. Rashi's distinction was Bittul is bepeh, and Ifanoso is just belief. Yeshua says Rashi didn't mean necessarily bepeh, Rashi meant the hachlata, and Ifanoso is not a definitive hachlata. Good, that's a variation of Rashi. The Ritva's distinction between the two tiers, Bittul means la'olam, but the way we're explaining it now from the Ritva later, la'olam means because that's when Mesiach Das, that's when the Bittul doesn't leave room for Yimlach. You don't see the Yimlach possibility here, because he's saying, I'm leaving it forever. And the Enes Vanosa means that he's still thinking about it. He's just saying, for the next 5 days, I'm not. Next 7 days, I'm not. But the fact that he's still on his mind means he could come before 7 days and take it. But the case of Karmuk Sassos, because of the nature of Karmuk Sassos, that's Kretas Misho, then the same Enes Vanosa of Karmuk Sassos for Rav Yossi is a greater problem than by the case of Tevin. The Ritva took Rashi, not the Pesha, right. The Pesha took Rashi that the Piv means Hachlata, and the Ritva took Rashi to mean the Piv as opposed to not the Piv. We wanted to say, right, but we weren't because of the other Rashi, that Batu Me'elam, that even for Rashi, even if you say the Piv means the Piv Manish, but the distinction, Rabbi Yossi's sheet is not that you don't need the Piv, it's that it's Batu Me'elam. So it comes down to the same thing. Maybe you need Bifiv, maybe you don't need Bifiv. But the advantage of Piv is that it's a clear, definitive, ofen chiyuvi, a positive expression in whatever way verbally or otherwise, of bitul. It can't happen me'ela. That can't be me'ela. Yosef can be me'ela. That's Rashi. And the Ritva didn't, I don't understand Rashi. He just looked at Rashi and said, Befiv. I don't know how, we understood Rashi because of the other Rashi. How the Ritva took Rashi exactly, I don't know. Okay, so this is clear, this part. Let's talk about one other loose end of the sugya. This is what I left you with, the Ravid and the Meiri. Okay, so now we've mapped out the sugya in terms of the Shitas and everything else. Let's go back to square one. So we had a case of the Gemara of trying to be made the halal sukkah of Esrim, and when it works, when it doesn't work, the Seder, Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi. Let's go back to that base. What's the problem of sukkah l'mal mi'esrim? Where does it come from? Three explanations in the Gemara. Rabbi's explanation is lo shalta ba'ena, man yidder asechem. Rav Zeira's explanation, Adam Yoshev, now, but not b'tzel scha, b'tzel tfanas. Again, limited shir, only if it's dalet al dalet. According to Rabbi, it's only if it's tfanas like emak is a schach. Rava comes along with a new drasha. What's Rava's drasha? That it has to be basukos teichu shivas yamim. It has to be what? Has to be adiras arai and not adiras keva. L'malam mechaf, a person makes it adiras keva, and it has to be done in such a way that it could not have been done as a rai. The mal michaf, it's automatically going to be keva. In fact, the ravid, now the ravid talks about the later cases, but l'chor, the same kasha should be here. The mir talks directly about our case. Seemingly, in a case like this, where you put something down on the floor, and you want to be mevatel, and now you want that airspace to no longer count as halal sukkah. So now supposedly you have a kasha of sukkah, because now from the new karka, the new ground to the schach, it's not esrim. It's not more than esrim. But in terms of the construction of the sukkah, so lemaisa, what do I have here? I have tfanos that are starting where? Not on the new ground, on the old ground. In other words, this schach is suspended and supported with arai or keva? Keva. So Bishlam, according to Rava, you can say with the new, if I count this as a bito, now it's shalta ba'ena. According to Rav Zeira, now you yoshid b'tzeil schach, not b'tzeil tfanis. But according to Rava, how do you solve the problem? The underlying problem, achor, is still present, even in this case. Just because you added something to the bottom of the sukkah, but it's still a diras keva, not a diras arai. The Ravid, let's go slow. The Ravid answers Kasha on the way to Gemara. That will kind of come to Mirth Hashem next year. The case of Hutsin, and then the case after that, you built an itztaba, a stage, platform. How do you work this out with Rava? So the Ravid, the Sukkah's Ravid in the back, that Sugi of Hutsin going down Lamata Me'esrim, but an itztaba Bem Tse'isa, the local Rava. Nechti tfanos uschach l'malam me'esrim amahem. L'maisa the tfanos and the schach, if you look at that, it's l'malam me'esrim. Ki hutzim yordim, chibana it's b'mayhabi. What do you care about the fact that you have a little bit of the schach coming down? The hutzim, the part of the schach that are coming down, or the itzba that you built, the platform. Halo diras keva b'ayiluhu. It needs a diras keva. The lo kaimi b'diras arai. So how could this Gemara, again, he's going on the later cases in the Gemara in the Amud, work with Rava. So on this, the Ravid says, "Ela deikel amema de Rava lo kapid atfanos ben diras keva diras arai. Ela aschacha." When Rava talks about diras keva diras arai, what is his focus on? Says the Ravid, on the schach, not on the tfanos. The beinan schach sheyeh ra'oi ledofnei arai. Nope. The schach has to be ra'oi for dofnei arai. Became the ikah hutzin yard, iftaba, ha'ikah schach ha'dechazin adiras arai. So what did the Ravid say? That the issue has to do with the schach, not with the tfanos. So the schach is ra'oi, in the case of the hutzin yard, or the case of the iftaba, it's ra'oi for diras arai. What about our case? What's our case? So how does the Gemara begin? Kar muksasas. karma muksasas are placed on the bottom of the sukkah. But now, this schach, is ra'oi fadiras arai or not?
What does that mean?
What's holding what?
What does that, I mean, what does that look like schach that's ra'oi fadiras arai? Like,
that you can support this, you could support the schach fadiras arai. Could you do that? Is our case, in the case of adding a platform, so you could support the schach with your sarai, because you could put the tfanos where, not on the bottom of the platform, on the ground that the platform is built on. So in the case of itzdeba, you could put the tfanos where, on the top of the platform. In other words, lamaisa, your tfanos, here's the case of, you have the case in the gemara, itzdeba coming up, right? You have your picture, your diagram in the gemara. So in the middle of the sukkah, you build a platform. The gemara talks about where you place it and so on. So you, right now the tfanos are coming down here, and now it's strong. It's a support of keva that's supporting the schach. But you could just as well put the tfanos, build them where, on the top of the platform, and therefore it would not be. It would be supported by sedos and by tfanos of arai. That's what the Raibit says in the case later. Same thing with the hutzin. If the hutzin are counted as schach, so you could support the new schach that you have of the hutzin coming down of tzulasa meruba with arai tfanos and arai supports. What about our case? So what's the first case of our gemara? The first case that you wanted to take away the halala esrim. Cushions. No, you can't. You can't. I can't. How do you do that? Not going to support the walls of the sun. Not going to support.
Heaven.
So the Raivad's answer doesn't work here in our gemara. Yeah?
We're treating it as a floor. Meaning, once you're going to treat it as a floor and you can walk on them, we're assuming you're not...
Could you put fanos, yes or no?
What?
Could you put fanos walls on karmic successes? I doubt it.
I'd ask a different question, I might ask, but when I walk on these cushions, am I really lessening the chalal that it's within the proper shear? It could be that, you know, I sink into the cushion. You know, I mean, you could always...
That's a different issue. That's a different issue you're asking me. But in terms of whether is ischach ra'oi, is ischach ra'oi for diras arai charenat, the ischach can only be supported in this situation by 20 amos walls and strong supports. There's no other way you can construct this.
Maybe, I don't know the lesson of Gratis, I don't know if this would fit with him so well, but I think it's probably been answered. Maybe when it says that you need the schach to be roi's people down the fnei right, schach with this measurement of a chal, with this height of a chal, with a chal, with this height. Isn't schach, which has a chal, which is...
Okay, so what are you trying to say? That you could, if you have this chal,
if you have this chal,
could have a sukkah,
yeah.
That would be a rai.
Yeah.
But in this case, could you have it? No. But you think it's still good enough.
Look
at the Me'iri with me. What you're saying maybe is what the Me'iri is saying. We have to explain it. But look at the Me'iri asked the Kasha Nagamar. He has two Kashas. The Tassum Na'asu is a separate discussion. But this is the first Kasha he asks. V'yesh Sho'alim. The Me'iri, V'yesh Sho'alim. L'das Rava. Shepirei Sha'inyin Mishum Diras Keva. Ma Ho'el Mi'udzeh. What have you gained with this being memayit? What have you gained? It's still a problem of diras keva. Uma inyan lekarim uksasos sheyafkiu es hakeva. It's as keva as ever. So you put cushions on the bottom. It's less keva now. It's the same problem. Ma inyan lekarim uksasos sheyafkiu es hakeva. Hare hatfanos mikol malkom gvohos. This physical structure in front of me that I'm looking at has no way that it can stand without diras keva. What did Rava say? If it can't stand in any way but keva, that's a problem. Teda, she yesh mefarshim. Because of this problem, you should realize there are those that explain sheshmuazu this gemara. V'chein koinim shachul sachareha. All the gemaras that come further on this amud. The inyan miut about being mamaita chalas sukkah. They explain ladas rabba rab zera nemer below ladas rab. There are those who shown them because of this kasha say that these gemaras cannot dovetail with shitas rava. So ladas rava ain't hechsher b'miut kal because the problem remains keva. The af gedolia poskim. He sounds like he's saying the Rif did not originally paskin this Gemara. Elish achakach, he giyum v'chazav yastu. Then he found a way to put it in. V'chen kol mechabrim heviu b'chibureim afo b'shakul poskim k'rav. How do you square this Gemara with Rav? Listen to what he has to answer. V'nire hatam. Nipnei. Shekol shem miyata. If you memayate the bottom of the sukkah, or whatever we're going to memayate, let's talk about the case of pillows. Roim es hamiyut kekarka gamur. What's this? Roim es hamiyut kekarka gamur. Can you put walls that are going to be placed on the cushions and support the side? Absolutely not. But if it counts as a miyut, were it to count as a miyut, were it to be a valid bitul, Roim is hamiyut kekarka gamur. V'ilu hayakarka, hare nimtzu hadfanos she'en gevolos v'yocholasa bin aray. So, if it were to be karka, you would be able to make it aray. V'koshi yocholasa saray, kasha afkasha so keva. What did he say? What is Miri saying?
The defanos are like in the ground then?
The defanos are clearly in the ground.
But
he's saying, we can imagine this as if it would be karka. If it would be karka, you could have placed the tfanas on the karka, quote unquote karka, on the karmic sasas. Were it to be. Again, if it counts as a beetle, then it's like karka. Again, it happens to be soft karka, so this karka wouldn't work. But if it were karka, strong karka, concrete, you could put it there. That's good enough for viewing it as yachala sosa arai. Yachal asosa arai. Lamaisa, practically, there's no way you can make it arai. How do we explain this exactly? Just row in, imagine it would be karka. What does it mean? Imagine it would be karka. So I think this, you know, it helps if we go back and remind ourselves, how did we explain Rava? What was Rava's klal, a klal about ra'ui? That's the issue. Does it have to be ra'ui la so-so arai? Is that the klal? Is that the din that Rava's machadish? That l'mal me'asim is possible because it's not ra'ui la so-so arai? And the reason why it's kasher, if it's not l'mal me'asim, is because it's mechitz yobarzel, because it's ra'ui la so-so arai. Is that the issue? Or is the issue what Rava said initially? And it's just that Rava is interpreting what he said initially. What did Rava say initially? What is the problem? Rasukah states with Shivas Yomim, the sukkah has to be, quote unquote, what? A diras haroi, and not a diras kevah. That is the problem. Where does the problem manifest itself? This is how we were masking at the time with Rava. What's cool that the sukkah has now changed to be viewed as a diras kevah, which is the problem sukkah? A sukkah that could not have been made in any way other than keva, that's viewed as a sukkah of a diras keva, which is a problem. The sukkah is made now in an ofen of keva, but it could have been made arai. So mechitzah to show barzel are there, but you could have made mechitzah not barzel, right? That's called a diras arai. Even though in my such keva, it's made in an ofen of keva, but it's by definition diras arai. What makes a diras arai? Just because the walls are flimsy? What makes a diras arai? The fact that it's meant to be shivas yamin. So the fact that I make it in a stronger way just makes a stronger diras arai, as we said. But the fact that you could have made it arai is enough to consider it, again, to be within the category of a diras arai. The problem is, if there's no way except to make it keva, then I have a problem. Then it's called a diras keva. That's crossed the line. Now what the Meir will be saying would be, if I have a piece of karmuk sasas, the amivata, this happens to be not strong enough to support tfanas because it's soft. But the problem lies in the sukkah be'etzem, or it's because I have too soft ground. But be'etzem, this sukkah is a diras arai. It could have made it a stronger karka. if I could have made a stronger karka, it's my choice not to make stronger karka. That's a separate issue. That's not intrinsic to the sukkah. The sukkah's definition is still diras arai. The kosher ilu of the meiri, ilu haya karka, is just a way of allowing us to continue to see the sukkah as a diras arai, not diras keva. If the problem is not in the sukkah itself, the problem is you used wrong karka. But you could use better karka. Use stronger karka. So therefore, the sukkah inherently is a diras arai. If there's no way that it could have been done, you have a halal sukkah of less than esrin, because I have new karka. But problem is, I put karka in that would not support the tfanos. That's not going to take away the shame sukkah of diras arai. If the sukkah could not have had any way to be constructed, this sukkah that could not have been in any way that would allow for diras arai, then it's called a diras keva. But if the sukkah would allow for the possibility, igu haya karka, it is karka, right? But it's karka that's soft. So that's the problem. The problem was that I didn't put strong enough karka. But meanwhile, the sukkah is called diras arai. So the fact that the rabbi's problem is always a problem in defining the sukkah as a diras keva as opposed to diras arai, that problem is not a problem in this case because you could have substituted a better karka. So you're not substituting a better karka does not disqualify the sukkah and label it a diras keva. Yeah, Calvin.
So then, what if I just make a sukkah that's 20 amos, and theoretically that's I could make, I could put this.
No, but the fact that I could have made less than 20 amos is not going to solve it. The sukkah of 20 amos could not have been done as an arai. That's a problem. That's
good. I could have made this platform. I could have made this.
Yeah, but you could have made a platform. You did make a platform. Here you made a new karka. The karka counts. The karka, if it were to be batel, it's batel. So I have karka that now limits the halal sukkah. This halal of 19 requires ba'asher husham, and the way it's constructed requires keva, because you cannot support the tfanos on pillows. Fine, but that's extrinsic. That's not going to change the fact that the sukkah be'etzem is diras arai. And the only reason it can become a keva is if there was no other way to have done it, to have made it. There's another way. It could have had stronger karka. So the problem that lies here is never going to affect the definition of the sukkah. It's not going to. The definition of sukkah remains diras arai. The problem of the rava at the end of the day is that the sukkah is labeled diras keva, not the inability to make it in the manner of arai. Here you couldn't have made it arai. You couldn't have. But that's not the problem. The problem is because you couldn't make it arai, it's called a diras keva. Here I could have made it hypothetically. Could have made a different karka. So that's enough to preserve the label of diras arai. Not an easy svara, but I think, again, if you go back to how we explained Rava then, maybe this Me'iri would make more sense. Otherwise, it's like Medrash Priya, Ilu Hayakarka. What does it mean, Ilu Hayakarka? What did he answer? The fact is, these funds have to be put on the ground, not on the pillows. Again, the Me'iri said that there were those who didn't paskin like this Gemara because of that. Yeah.
What is the boards that rain can come through? Boards that rain can come through, we said it's possible, right? So you could have made boards that rain couldn't have come through.
So they have to know that psul is a different, not based on this problem of rubber. We thought that was even Rabbi Yehuda. That problem of Tosfos of Kevaschach is not because of rubber. That was even Rabbi Yehuda we saw in Tosfos would agree with that problem. That's a new problem if it's like Basel. Originally we thought it would be fit with rubber, but then we showed from Tosfos that it's even a problem according to Rabbi Yehuda as well.